This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
Daily Compliance News for March 26, 2024, the Neurodiverse Claims Edition. Yesterday, we talked about neurodiverse talent that EY is developing. Well, the flip side of that is more claims are being filed by companies from neurodiverse employees claiming that the conditions which caused potentially performance reviews to be lessened or below expectations or neurodiverse health conditions. So, for instance, ADHD, autism, and other claims are now being brought forward by employees as to why they're not hitting their marks. Lawsuits are up, but it's also causing employers to have to reevaluate lots of internal policies and procedures around these issues. One of the most interesting things in this FT article, I should have said, is that Gen Z are expecting the same support in the workplace they receive for such conditions at primary school or secondary schools and universities. So employers really are going to need to rethink this. Next up from the BBC, it provocatively asks, are Hong Kong's days as a global business hub over? Well, unfortunately, that may be the case, given the tough new security laws that have come into place, how difficult China has made it to do business with Chinese companies, and absolutely the security concerns. If you are in Hong Kong, you really have no security as a Westerner. So, all of this has really led to Singapore getting more and more of these businesses. And I will end with this quote. There is a new running joke in Hong Kong. Locals mock their city for losing its status as the darling of global capital. It's the newest UNESCO World Heritage Site. Next up, I've chosen it from the New York Times, but from literally every newspaper across the U.S., the Boeing CEO is going to step down early, as will the chairman of the board. Really no surprise here, given the problems Boeing has had. And our final story is that the Singapore ex-transportation minister is facing a series of new charges around corruption. So corruption in Singapore. So I'm not sure Hong Kong's corruption has moved to Singapore, but this is clearly a black eye for the Singaporean government, which prides itself on being one of the most corrupt-free, and these eight new charges add to the weight of the charges currently against the ex-minister. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethoco to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper.
The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.